We're also, let me start sharing. So, as part of Open Source Linux Foundation, they have a statement that they make as part. There are several policies they have associated with their projects. Part of that is the antitrust compliance notification and policies that are on the Linux Foundation. You can, there's a link now on the homepage for everyone to be able to go and look at those policies if that comes up. So I wanted to make sure that's available. There's also there's also policies on how non-discriminatory processes work and other activities. So we're following those guidelines established by the Linux Foundation for this project. With that, let's move on to this week's meeting. Let's start with roll call. I'm Jack Murray. I'm here. Jinri.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. David.
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Toshiro-san. Okay, he's not here at this time. Vincent.
I'm here. Hello.
Greetings. And Vishwa.
I'm here as well.
Okay, thank you. So we have enough for a quorum, so we can continue the meeting with voting in place. So let's move on to the next step. So we have meeting minutes to approve. So we will review previous minutes for June 5th, 2019. Here are the minutes for the activities. We had quite a packed agenda because we were, we've extended the meetings to 2 hours. Here to get started. So with that, I'll ask somebody to make a motion to accept the June 6th meetings minutes.
This is Vincent. I have sent to you and Darin the proper spelling of my colleague's name, but with that, I make the motion.
Okay. Where can we fix that?
That was for the attendance in Tokyo.
For the attendance in Tokyo. All right. That was under one of the action items following Tokyo.
That was agenda item number 3.
Agenda item number 3. Okay. It's number 3. Okay.
First line, Vincent will send Chris and Dilar.
Okay.
So I sent an email to you and I copied Farin, so I guess she can just edit that and
I know it just takes a second. Okay, so.
Okay, I
this is the first name?
Christian. I misspelled myself. I just sent by the chat box.
Okay, that will help. All right. Why is my chat window not opening? That's interesting. My chat window is not opening. There we go. Okay, and
I guess the following sentence was Vishwa from Verizon, not Vincent.
Okay. All right. Do you see the two changes?
Yes.
Okay, I'm updating the site is updated. Okay. Anyone else have any corrections, updates, or changes?
Jack, one question. Do we have a very short time slot to discuss the face-to-face meeting preparation? Just some status update.
Yes, we'll get to that. I'm just trying to get the minutes approved right now from
last. Oh, yeah, sorry, still in a minute. Yeah. So I'm thinking about the agenda, sorry. Yep, sorry.
That's okay. So, so you made a motion to accept the minutes. Can I have a second?
I can second.
Okay, thanks, Jinri. All those in favor say aye. This is Jack Murray saying aye.
David saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. All those against say nay. Okay. Thank you. Minutes are approved from last week. Let's get back to the agenda. Okay, so review of today's agenda. So Jinri wanted to make sure we talk about the agenda for next week. I think we'll add that to new business. Okay, Oren. Let's get okay. So I added that. All right. So now let's continue on. All right. Anyone else have any items for today's agenda? Okay, let's move on to open items. David, put out a poll. So
yeah, I couldn't put up the poll because there is no plugin for it in the wiki yet. So I mailed Phil, so if he can enable something,
Right. Phil, you're on.
Yep. Yeah. We'll get with Trishan and we'll get that.
Okay.
So as soon as we can use the plugin for it, I will put it out.
Okay. Very good. Then we'll move on to B, action item B, Li Jing. Provide more detailed spreadsheet I received more information last night. When we put things on the agenda, just please be a little clearer, because I'm not sure more detailed spreadsheet to Farheen on what, Lixing.
Right. Hi, Jack. So this, I think it was, it was related to the request to Linux Foundation for creating new repos and committers for C code. So Phil had a comment during the last meeting, and we agreed to resolve it offline using email, but we were not able to reach Phil. So what I did was, because all the other companies, they're anxiously waiting for contributing their C code. So on Monday, I separated out the original request into two parts. One is for the new repos with new C code. Another one is for the RIC where Phil's comment was about. So I made a request to the TOC on the TOC mailing list to move forward with the repos, not non-RIC repos, and got the approval from the TOC members. Thank you very much, TOC. Hence, yesterday I sent in the request to Linux Foundation Help Desk, and updated the wiki page tracking all the seed code contribution. Phil, I don't know, how would you like to discuss about the rest of the repo requests regarding, for the RIC related repos. So yeah. That's the current status.
Yeah, and my only concern, Lixing, again, I'm not opposed to doing this. I just want to make sure all the tools work correctly. We have Andy Grimberg on the line as well, and I was just
Right. I don't know if we have the PTL for the RIC platform project also on the call. I think he might be on vacation.
Thoroff's on vacation for.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, and like I said, typically a project is associated with one or a set of repos, and the committers across those repos for the project are all the same. With having different committers and different repo paths, I was just wanting to ensure that tools such as Gearit, how we use Jira and so forth, the right messages get to the right people and the right plus ones and plus twos occur all based on that repo as opposed to anything else. And when we say that, again, you're a committer on RIC, it doesn't really mean you're a committer across everything in RIC, just some sub-portion of RIC.
Yes.
Just from a confusion standpoint, I just wanted to think through that in my head, because for me, that's a little bit different than what I'm used to dealing with. Andy, from a tool standpoint, do you see any problem with any of that? And you're on mute, Andy.
Thought I had turned off my software mute. I have no problem with that particular configuration. In fact, that is now our preferred configuration, where each repository that is defined has a distinct set of committers. We have a couple of projects where they have full paths of repositories where they got, like something like RIC with a bunch of sub projects underneath that. And then the top level one has committers, and each of those sub ones may have some additional committers. We're pretty much saying that is no longer something we will support. So going with this particular repo has this particular set of committers is actually the supported method that we are going for. In particular, we are just now starting to roll out our self-service capabilities for releases, and having a specific set of committers per repository is a mandatory requirement for that to actually work. So this is actually what we're asking for.
Okay, cool. So from a tool standpoint, we don't have a problem. I guess the only other thing I would say is, just as you're creating whatever your governance policies are, for example, commonly it's the committers that would elect a PTL for a project. Since you'll have different committers across different sub-projects that will, have larger or smaller numbers of committers, that voting might get skewed in some way as well, if that's what you go with. So just keep that type of stuff in mind.
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate the comment. Sorov is not on the call. He is the PTL after all, and I believe he sent a lengthy email out to both you and me, expressing his opinion. And I think he prefers the per repo committer set approach. So with that, if you're okay, I will make the request to the TOC via email after this meeting for the rest of the repos, so we can move forward with Linux Foundation.
That sounds good to me, Lixing.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Another item resolved. Okay. We're down to 5C. I was going to send out the CLA. I've been delayed a little bit because the CLA, as part of the ORAN Alliance specification project package, wasn't approved last week by the EC. There was one minor issue in the license in one section. I'll call it minor because it's just one section that only got worked out yesterday and will go back to the EC tomorrow. They will then forward the whole package to the board for approval. So I didn't want to send it out prior to approval and then have something change. So I didn't want to distribute the document prematurely. As soon as it's approved, I will forward it out on the email chain. It just gets messy when there's too many intermediate versions floating around, and I don't want to, you know, create that situation. So that's an update there. Any questions? Okay, let's move on to D. Farheen, update the time on the face-to-face. I think Jinri has arranged to move the timing of the meetings around so that they're a little more workable for remote participants. Thank you, Jinri. We all appreciate that.
Jack, so I updated our events page with pointing them to the ORAN website for more.
Go ahead.
I mean, if this thing is to point to ORAN website, you mean ORAN website or ORAN Wiki?
I pointed it to the website. I could point it to the wiki if you prefer.
No. I mean, I'm not sure, but I don't think everyone could have access to the wiki. I mean, ORAN Wiki.
I put get the latest information from ORAN.org, but if you want, I could change that. No problem.
Were you able to see the information for him?
I was, but I had to log in and I had to be a member of the ORAN.
Yeah, and you need to, I mean, ask kind of the permission from Lord. So, I mean, not everybody could easily get access to the ORAN wiki. So, and I would suggest that you directly put the meeting information here on our SC website.
Okay, I was asked to take down the information two weeks ago, and I guess so. My concern is that we have two different sites maintaining an event, and if one site changes, how will the other site know?
And I will notify you.
Okay, all right, that's fine. Then I'll work with you, Jinri, to update the events page to reflect what you need for.
For
that day.
Where will we put the meeting times and the Zoom link for people to join?
Okay, so if you click on that link on top, Jack, ORAN Tokyo Working Group face-to-face meeting, So this is the page for the details, and I could put it here, but I just wanted to get confirmation from Jinri that before posting the Zoom information here, that he will be hosting that Zoom bridge and that day. Okay, so I'll put it on this page.
And also the times, please. So All right.
Okay. Yeah.
So several things here, Fahim and Jack. So so first is just a reminder that the time has been changed to, I mean, the starting time has been changed from 8:30. This is actually right on the website now, but I just want to remind you that it will be Sunday evening time for you instead of Monday. So sorry for this.
It's okay.
Yeah. And the second thing is so Fahim and Rusen, and Jack, I actually sent out an invite to you. So in the invite, you could get the Zoom bridge information easily. So simply copy it and then put them on the website.
All right, yeah. And you included Fahim in that?
Yes.
All right, yeah. Fahim.
So I sent this this afternoon, just a few hours earlier. So please, perhaps after this meeting, you can check.
I saw Jimmy. Yeah. I'll get those changes in.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I sent you an email requesting your favor. Thank you.
All right. So that is D and 5. I don't know why it jumped from letters to numbers, but okay. Because that item number 5 on the list, Fahim, for the face-to-face Zoom bridge from remote host of the wiki. So I think we covered both those items. Correct?
Yes, we did. Thank you.
Okay, so we're on the item labeled 6.
Yeah, I think this is done when we were talking about item B.
Yep, we covered that above. We're making great progress today. And then item 7, bring a proposal to approve a list of projects. Okay, so this is where we start to dig in a little bit more on, what are the next steps to advance the work that we're doing, towards this release. And so I briefly discussed this last week as part of new business, but I wanted to bring forward a proposal that I think, Lijing, you posted something to the email, correct? Lijing?
Sorry, yes, I posted two tutorials for helping the seed code contribution process, explaining how to do seed code contribution and how to do the review and the merge of the code.
Did we post something for the proposed projects?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so we need to get that out to everyone. Let's see, trying to remember where. Do you have that handy, Lijing?
I thought that was Redwick.
Okay, it's part of the requirements document.
Yeah, if you just pull that out from the requirements document, I think page 4 or 5, keep it a full list. I'm driving at the moment.
Okay. That's okay. That's the objective, release, introduction. Okay.
Yeah.
Can people see this document? The ORAN, can you see my page with the table being shown?
Yes, we can.
Okay, thank you. So one of the next steps is to really start laying out the projects as, ORAN has, already kind of defined most of the projects that we're going to do the work under. For example, the RIC, the non-real-time RIC items. So, but then there are some additional items that, we're that I'd like to propose that we create. So the standard ones really are non-real-time RIC, RIC, OCU, ODU, ORU. Then we've added, I'm proposing some additional ones where we create a separate repo for XApps or RIC applications. Because one is the framework, the near real-time RIC is the framework, that's where the basis of the controller sits. But then the applications that run on it should be, you know, a series of independent applications that different people are going to work on. And we wanted to separate those different activities out because the RIC will be all Apache open source, but the RIC applications, based on which application you build, if it includes, you know, RAN functionality, may be a ORAN license or not, depending on which project you build. So we are proposing a RIC application project, and then as you go down the list, we proposed an OAM project, right? There is always a large number of OAM tasks that need to be done. It doesn't make sense creating individual projects for a lot of them. So it makes sense kind of doing it under a broader umbrella project. They're very important. They're the not, you know, a range of things from logging to fault collection, performance data collection. In this case, a portal dashboard, so that you can get see data coming in and out of the RIC, things like that, makes sense being pulled together to minimize the overhead for managing. You know, we don't want to manage too many projects. Then we also have on the list a simulation project, because for starting with development, but eventually demonstrations and evaluations, it's going to be hard for everyone to have a full infrastructure sitting around for every developer and every person who wants to do something with the ORAN environment. So we're proposing a simulator that will simulate some of the interfaces to assist in the development and integration and testing and processes. Then there's a project around infrastructure. This is, there's several people been interested in this particular area. This also would be where any Acrano work would come into the project for people working in that space. Again, there's a broad range of topics that could fall into this. This could also include white box work and other things that are necessary to support those aspects of ORAN, or we may end up separating them out, but right now it's probably better to have this broader category. Then there's integration and test. For software, we have to pull all the projects together. We have to make the verify the software talks to each other. This is really the main output team for each release. Pulling all together the integration and test of all the software and making sure that there is some semblance of order between projects and software that's being developed. And so this is not a full ORAN compliance test or evaluation. The current plan is the output of this would be handed to an ORAN task force, who would then go through and be experts in the broad stack of the RAN and be able to test it for, you know, the functionality that ORAN wants to test it for. We'll be testing for software functionality. And then the last project I believe we're proposing is, yes, is documentation. So several of these are very common. Documentation is a project in pretty much every one. It's something that no one likes to do, but we got to do. It's very important for people to be able to use what we accomplish. So we're talking about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's see, operations, that's O&M. Wait, so let's just see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 projects. And that's really where everything would probably be organized under those 11 projects. We would consider something in the future, but at least for this release, that's where I think we're at. You know, I'm not proposing PTLs. There's a column there where we have some thoughts. The only PTL we've approved right now is for the RIC. If we approve the projects, then people can start to bring PTLs forward. You know, now if I switch to my AT&T hat, we have a couple that we would like to propose for PTLs after we get past the project definition stage. But getting the projects defined or at least opened is important, because then we can create the JIRA structure so that people can put epics and start eventually working on user stories in the different projects as we need to advance the project towards our development cycle. So we have 11. Most of them are really named based on information from ORAN. I know things like non-real-time RAN intelligent controller is being discussed on changing the name, but this is where I'm currently at. So with that, I'll open it up for broader discussion or questions about, you know, creating the project so we can get organized and set it up on the website. So, and that leads to JIRA and then further discussions about what should be in each project. Thoughts, questions?
Identify the seed code for all of the projects that are listed here, or do we know that that is coming?
So that is coming for, I think we will have either seed code or we will develop new code as part of the development cycle of the A release in each of the projects. There are some projects that, you know, the non-real-time controller, they have some code that they've been developing. Some is under, you know, they've been playing around with as a ONAP demonstration, things like that. So I'm not sure it'll all come through the seed code. It may actually come as part, actually be developed during the project. So, but I think, as far as I know, each of the projects that we proposed here will have some code contribution, or there is some plan for code contribution during this, with the exception of the ORAN RU, the ORU project. This project won't have any code, but we include it, A, for completeness, and B, because documentation will probably be the focus in this one, at least in the short term, for, you know, how we're either going to simulate it or how we're going to test with, you know, in integration, we needed to be able to provide documentation and reference to it. So as far as I know, that's the only one that won't get some code. Obviously, the documentation's project isn't code per se, it's documentation. I think everyone knows that. And integration and test will develop a number of scripts for testing. And yes, that's a form of software, but that's what will be gathered in that section. So other people can leverage that testing if they want to work with this outside. Does that help clarify?
Yeah, but the question I have is, depending on what's coming, what's not coming, the further development has have to be scoped, right? So my question is, do we have that view already, or we are developing that view right now?
No, we're developing the view through this process.
Okay.
So, sorry, I accidentally touched my screen. So the projects themselves are, like I said, are a fairly clear structure to put in place, because they mostly follow the ORAN naming structure. And then as we develop PTLs and contributors in the project, that's when we get more into what code is in the project and how the project is developed. By then we have developers who are spending the time, you know, in the code to make more of those evaluations. So this is just the first step in that process.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, Jeff.
Okay. Anyone else with any questions?
I have a question on the infrastructure project.
Sure.
I see the link to a Crano blueprint. Does this refer to an existing blueprint in a Crano?
Well, so there is work going on in a Crano where they would like to contribute a blueprint. I know they're working on one such item. I don't know that it's finalized.
Jack, maybe I can provide a little more information on this. Okay. Recently, they just had a release which includes a blueprint that deploys the infrastructure software stack, including OS and Docker and Kubernetes and Helm, and also including deploying in an early version of the non-real-time RIC as an appliance. And they are continuously working with evolve that blueprint along together with the ORAN project. They do have that commitment. So that is the current status.
Okay.
But the Crano will be an upstream project for, you know, from this perspective.
Yes. So far, the way it's been working out is, well, of course, inside of the RIC project, the RIC deployment is moves faster than a Crano. So they are following us by a couple months in terms of progress. We do use that up as upstream, especially the infrastructure as upstream. But as far as including RIC as part of their one of their appliances, the Aquino team, they have a project under Aquino, by the way. It's called the RAC Radio Edge Cloud. That's more specific for deploying the non-real-time radio intelligent controller. So that team is working closely with people making the RIC contribution so far. So that's sort of a mix, right? We do use them as upstream in terms of infrastructure, but as far as appliance itself, it's a collaboration.
Uh,
Thank you.
Jack, Richard, I had one concern. I mean, if the projects are going to be created, say, with the approval of the talk next week, and then the following week, the PTLs get elected for those projects, then you run the risk of not having enough time for the PTLs to translate epics to user stories and put them in the JIRA. I think we have to get the user stories done by 2 weeks from now. So that's the timing. I think it needs to be accelerated a little bit.
Well, I was hoping to get the approval of the basic projects today, because I don't know that there's many controversial ones here, because they're mostly named after the ORAN, modules. But I want to make sure that no one has any concerns if we have to remove something from the list. But this, at least the creating the projects, to me, I'm hoping is clear to people. You know, these 11 are pretty much fundamental ones to, based on ORAN, their ORAN architecture, are to basic functionality such as documentation, integration, test. Probably the only one that's different really is the simulation. But I think people can understand that we need some place to simulate some of the interfaces and some of the activities. So that's what I was going to make. I was going to make a proposal to accept these, you know, the creation of these projects and start putting them in our wiki and then start working them in the JIRA structure, because it does take time for Linux Foundation and other people to follow along what we're doing. So that's why I brought it up last week. So, I mean, the requirements document has been, you know, talked about and shared in several meetings during the last couple of weeks. So is there anyone that has any more questions or concerns about this?
Jack, just very one minor comment. I mean, in order to keep the alignment with ORAN in terms of the terminology, I mean, for the third project here, RAN Intelligent Controller, abbreviated as RIC, would it be okay to change it to NRT RIC with N being the lowercase? This is like the terminology used in ORAN Alliance currently. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anybody who has thoughts or comments on that change?
This solution. So I guess this would need a final confirmation from Linux Foundation IT. In some of their CI/CD toolchains, they do use the project key, for example, to identify and organize JIRA issues. And I'm not sure if in that system it's case sensitive or it's all capital. In previous experience, they all use capital letters.
So JIRA itself forces all project names in JIRA to be capitalized for the keys. The keys themselves are capitalized in JIRA. However, our requirement on repositories is that all repository names are lowercase.
Thank you, Andrew.
All lowercase.
Yes. Repository names, even if you give it to us in mixed case for repository names, we will forcibly downcase them to lowercase.
Okay.
JIRA keys are always uppercase, but that is a hard requirement of the way JIRA operates. So,
okay.
Dichotomy of issues there, I'm aware of that.
Okay, it's okay. I mean, we just follow the rule, but then let's go back to the project name. I mean, that, for example, for the first project, it's non-real-time, right? So for the third project, can we change this to near-real-time RAN intelligent controller? I mean, this would be more aligned with ORAN Alliance.
All right, so basically one name will be RIC NRT, and the other one will be NRT RIC. That'll be how the two of them will appear in the project key.
That's so confusing.
That's definitely going to confuse your customers and users.
I mean, after listening to the comment from Phil, I actually withdraw my comment regarding the project key. But now I just want to make a comment on the project name. I mean, just to keep the alignment. Intelligent controller.
Okay. And then
can we call it near real-time RAIN intelligent controller?
For project naming?
Yes, for the name. Okay.
Yeah. Is everyone clear on that? Any questions? Okay. So just going to, you know, I know we're spending a bunch of time on this, but this is a big step. I just want to make sure that everyone understands. So we're basically going to vote on the left two columns of this table. We will update the third project to be near real-time RIC intelligent controller as part of the project name, but leave the project key as RIC, R-I-C. And we're proposing the creation of the 11 projects with the 11 keys that we've laid out here. So that's the next step we're going to take today. And I'll ask for one more time. Does anyone have anything they want to raise or discuss about that?
Can you scroll down a little bit?
Yeah.
I mean, let's just have a final look. Right. Central unit, distributed unit.
DU.
Yep.
ORAN DU. ORAN RU.
Okay.
Operations, administration, and management. Simulation, infrastructure, integration, and testing.
Okay, see you.
And documentation.
Is dash allowed in the key project key?
No.
Is that for no? Okay.
Project
okay.
keys must be 3 or more characters. Actually, it's 3 to 15 characters long. No, and it must be all alphabetical characters. There are no numbers allowed either.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
Nope. Good questions. This is how we all learn. Any other questions from anyone?
So, Jack, one question. In Co-Create, we have an end-to-end testing also. Is the responsibility of the integration testing different?
Yes. So, end-to-end testing is the functionality I described earlier that is an ORAN alliance function. So end-to-end testing's job is to test the RAIN functionality. The software developers will test the end-to-end how the software works, but RAIN functionality is not their expertise, right? It as an end-to-end flow and functionality. So that end-to-end functionality is what we're expecting the ORAN Alliance, and I think there's been some proposals there for end-to-end testing to be done, because then they can get the specific radios and the more complex environment necessary to truly evaluate the end-to-end system. For example, here, the radio typically will probably be simulated, for a lot of things. So that's, I think, the boundary line that I'd like to draw if someone doesn't feel that that's the correct way. But I think ORAN Alliance should speak to how well the software implements their specification. So this gives us a little bit of a push and pull action between the two organizations. They create specifications, we build something, and then we pass it back to them for end-to-end testing so they can develop a view on how well we've implemented their specification, and does it make sense their specification needs to evolve on a particular topic, or do they push back to us to evolve the software? Does that make sense to people?
So you mean that, I mean, for the test project within this SC, we are mainly focusing on the key like modules, right? So for example, the near real-time break or the non-real-time break. But for the end-to-end, say RAM functional test, for the current thinking, it would be left over, I mean, another test and integration group within O-RAN Alliance, right?
Yeah, I would probably describe it. The tests that are done here will test all the messages, the message formats, the APIs, the software interactions, you know, how the portal can collect data from the different modules, what, you know, the modules can pass messages okay. and functions. But in the end, something like splicing, slicing. Sorry, too much my previous history. Slicing. We're not the place to determine if this stack supports slicing effectively or not, right? If that's a use case that O-RAN wants to test using the software, then they should take on that responsibility. So that's the kind of, that's probably a more complex example, but that's where hoping to drive some clarity between the two. Does that help?
Yeah, sure. I think it's much clearer to me, but still, I will think it over. So, because this is not so
clearly
easy.
Clearly, as we get
but
closer,
it's much clearer. Yeah.
Right. But as we get closer to the overlap, certainly we'll need much more discussion and there'll be a little bit of overlap, obviously. But the goal is to really do the O-RAN use cases end to end in with the O-RAN Alliance testing and the software testing, you know, here.
I see. Yeah.
All right.
For any release, there will not be an end to end corresponding O-RAN action, right?
That's what we have, you know, we have to continue the discussion in the O-RAN Alliance about what they want to do end-to-end testing for release A, but it's a little bit of a chicken and egg problem. They don't know what we're going to produce yet and how we're going to work until we work that out. So this is a good item to discuss at the face-to-face O-RAN, you know, Jinri, is to help refine this particular flow. But if you remember the early diagrams, we always had this feedback loop. That feedback loop was intended to be something like end-to-end testing. That's one way to say it, but basically O-RAN Alliance testing. All right. End-to-end, not very descriptive, truly, you know, of what we're how we're trying to separate it. All right, other questions? All right, then I'd like to make a motion to accept the project name and project key in the creation of the, I'm gonna say 10 projects, because technically we already created the RIC project, but I'll just call all 11 because we're changing the RIC project name. Are really defining it to be not a near real-time RIC. So I'm just going to include all 11. So I'm making a motion to approve all 11 project names and project keys at this time for creation as part of the O-RAN software community. This will enable us to put the projects in the wiki, as well as start to create a Jira structure to support further breakdown of the project. Do I have a second?
Yeah, is it 11 projects or is it 10 projects? considering Oran RU is out of scope in release A?
I'm going to say it's 11 because we're approving the project name and the project key as well as the project. So though we approved the project, we didn't really officially, I think, designate the name, project name and the project key last week. So I'll just leave it as 11 because we're defining both of those items. There's a little bit of an overlap, but I think people will understand. So as a result, the ORAN software community will have 11 overall projects approved as the result of this vote. Does that clarify?
So basically you are looking for approval of the names.
Well, creation of 10 projects and the creation of the project name and the project key for all 11 projects. Because we have one project that's approved. Is that?
Yeah, I think it's clear.
The only question I have is the ORAN RU line has a comment that it's not in scope of release A. So I'm wondering what that means with regards to what you're looking to approve.
So it's not, so software development, so this is a way over to the right column, right? The right column is seed code repos. We're not going to create a seed, we're not focusing on code for ORU in release A. It will primarily be a documentation project in release A.
Okay, I understand now, that's clear.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I can second.
Thank you, Jinri. Okay, so all those in favor of approving the proposal to create 10 additional projects and the 11 project names and project keys for those projects as demonstrated in the table, and then I'll, you know, gather this table and email it out afterwards, say aye. This is Jack Murray saying aye.
And this is Jinri saying aye.
Thank you, Jinri.
Vincent says aye.
Thank you, Vincent.
David says aye.
Thank you.
David is saying aye.
Thank you. Okay. All those against say nay. Okay. Thank you, everyone. I think this is an important step. Now, obviously, we have work to do in each of these projects to define, you know, their scope, the PTLs that are involved, and those activities. And so what I would suggest is if people want to self-nominate people for PTLs of any of these projects, you know, they can submit onto the email list that they are. There's not a requirement that we have to get them all in place. We'll further this discussion. We can also have acting people who are just working the role in the short term, kind of what Ritwick's doing with the architecture and software architecture and requirements committee, till we can mature enough to have, you know, a real assessment of how we want to organize the leadership. But this will allow us to progress. So now we will have JIRA, projects. Farheen, we need to create projects, you know, here under the projects tab. We can now start to break out those projects so that people can get organized.
Sure. Right. Yes, Jack. Got it.
And then we can start working on putting epics, which is the next logical step, into those JIRA items and have a discussion about what those epics should be, what seed code people are proposing to use, how, you know, what software we're proposing to create during this A release is the next step that we're that we'll go through. Now, if we go back to our agenda, right, we're still on the 2-hour agenda. You know, we've extended the meetings to 2 hours for the next, between now and the face-to-face. So we'll continue into the second hour here. But we've now completed the open items. So
I have a question about the new project. So now we will have the JIRA, we will have Gerrit repos for that, and the wiki page. I am assuming that we will have weekly meetings, weekly public meetings for all of the projects. So is it possible to get the Zoom account from Linux Foundation for hosting weekly meetings?
Yeah, so we have 2 Zoom meetings. Accounts right now. So, you know, we typically have to figure out some sharing arrangement. I'm not sure 2 is the right number, but we typically don't generate 1 per project. We usually have a pool that, you know, the projects kind of sort through, right, Phil? Or do you have a different?
That's how we do it. That's how it works in Acrino and in other projects. So 2 is enough. And we have we'll be using a shared calendar in the to schedule those. But then we have to we're planning to start the RIC meetings in a week after next week when Thoralf comes back from holidays. I'd just like to have everything in order by that time.
Right. Well, that's kind of what we're doing with this meeting. We have this Zoom bridge and the software requirements and architecture, you know, so we'll set up a way to more effectively schedule the bridges. If it turns out we need one more or something, we'll take that in stride as we get, you know, see how the fan out works. The challenge is finding slots for everyone to participate. And they tend to, you know, overlap in narrower times of the day to get broader participation. So we'll see how that, you know, how that works. Okay, Phil?
Yep, that sounds good.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So let's move on. So that completes old business. So let's move on to the standing agenda. The standing agenda portion is going to start to get more involved as we move forward, because we're going to, pieces will start to, more discussion will occur in our regular process. So the first step is kind of release management to remind everybody where we are. You know, today is the 12th. You know, we are running a little behind, but that's, you know, for me perfectly understood because of this is the first time through. But, you know, the requirements group has been working on identifying the requirements, and as part of that, starting to break out some of the identified epics. So now that we have projects and we can start generate the JIRAs, we can start into, you know, breaking down the user stories and tasks and mapping epics. The user stories, this is this is going to be hard because the projects just aren't really as mature as you would normally get to by this, by these steps in a plan, but we're going to continue to push through this for right now. So by now having the projects and now having getting the JIRA set up, we can now start really getting the epics in. Sorry, there's some noise in my background. So this will be the next real push, is starting to wrap up the requirements, discussions for release A, and getting the, at least the epics into the JIRA so that we can discuss the JIRA. And really the key is this July 1st through the 6th window, where we need the epics really in that we plan to try to execute against, so that we can select which epics are in this release and which epics will be pushed to a future release, because not all epics will make it in, or the epic will just have a very simplistic first step in this particular release. And so that will be that's a key set of discussions. And so we have a few more weeks to kind of talk about what each of these projects will do. And again, in the A release, each of these projects will not get as far along as we would like, but it's important to get pilot work going in each of the different areas, even if it's relatively simple framework activity. But it will prime us greatly for pulling together the plan for the B release, which is really what we can spend the rest of the A release planning while the developers go off and work on those simpler our initial framework. All right, so this is the schedule. So normally we'd like to have the epics identified by now, and we'd be starting to break them down. We're a little behind, but this is the work that we'll cover in a minute under the requirements discussion. So that gives you an update on the calendar and project planning of where we are in the cycle. Is there any questions? Okay, so now let's move on. Normally we'd get a report out from the PTLs if there's any blockers. We only have one PTL assigned and he's out on vacation. So Lijing, do you have anything that would essentially fall into this? Going forward, the creating of the repos and things probably would be covered under this topic as part of standing agenda, if that's outstanding item for a particular project.
Okay. I think I have already provided the update earlier when we were discussing the action items. Basically, the submitted a Linux Foundation help desk ticket following the approval from ORNTOC for creating repos for Inspire, Intel and Redis is their seed code contributions, along with the initial committers.
Okay. So, Lijing, can I work with you to get the request to create the projects and the JIRA items for the projects that we just approved as well?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. All right. Any questions on that? Okay. Section C in this case is targeting the specific project we just created about test and integration planning. We're going to propose a PTL for this as part of the planning for next week's discussion. Just to, you know, give you a heads up. So, you know, Li Jing, who's been basically doing a lot of this work as part of getting us to this point, is going, you know, I would like to, you know, and I'll post something with his background. I'd like to nominate him for the PTL in integration and planning project. He's been doing most of the work with Linux Foundation and is probably the best position to keep us moving forward. But I'll work on that proposal going forward, and this would be when that group reads out. Remember, that's our kind of end gate for each release. The requirements and software subcommittee is the first gate and kind of integration, test integration planning and documentation are kind of the end gates for each release cycle. But we're open to other people's proposals or thoughts around that, but that's where we're currently at. All right, D, report out of subcommittee. So we only have one subcommittee, which is the software requirements and architecture release subcommittee. So I move any action items relative to that down to this time. So Ritwik, this is when that team will report out, unless there's something really new and different that you want to bring under, you know, a new action item, but this is where we'll spend some time on that. Do you want to talk a little bit about, you've had some meetings, you have some input, where you think we are in the process of defining the epics that we think we want to propose for release A?
Yeah, I think with the epics are more or less consolidated. We're waiting for our last few epics from Radisys Intel. That's the one that they're going to provide, I think, this week. And then Jinri is following up on the integrated eNode B epics from CMCC. And I think that should also come through soon. So those are the two groups of epics that are pending. Everything else is already in the document. It has been reviewed a couple of times. We've got feedback from multiple parties and worked that into the document. So as soon as we get those two other groups of epics, I think we should be ready to go to the PTLs and asking them to organize them into user stories to be put into the JIRA. So that's why I think it's important to get the projects established and the PTLs elected hopefully by next week so that the work can be fanned out. Other than that, I think
Richard, I have one question. Mm-hmm. I mean after this morning's call, I already reached my colleague and I'm also waiting for his feedback. So my question is, when is the deadline for the epics feedback?
Ideally the epics should come out this week. That's what we have in the document. Epic identification is week 22. Week 22 is 10th, ending 15th of June, which is this Friday. The epics next week.
Okay. I will keep tracking. Okay.
I reached out to WG3 co-chair also, Claudio. Because in the ORAN face-to-face meeting in Tokyo, you know, they're having quite a few discussion items. So I reached out to him saying, can I get a time slot just to educate people about this working document that is going on? At least I think WG3 is probably most pertinent. So they would provide good feedback. So that will happen. Jinri, your meeting with the talk, that will happen the week after, correct? Is that right? This face-to-face meeting with talk to
WG3? Say that again. I'm joining.
This item with the face-to-face meeting with talk to WG3 That is the face-to-face meeting that will start on Sunday, right, you said?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not talk WG6?
So I don't... No.
So...
Well, I think what Ritwick is...
It's not with WG6. I think it's with WG3 and WG7. Oh, 8.
Right. 3 because of the near real-time RIC work right now. But there's probably also discussions with Working Group 1 as we continue to define what the non-real-time RIC is as well. So there's several places here. Okay. Somebody has a ticking a blinker or something on. Okay.
Oh, I see it's
wrong.
Sorry.
That's okay. Continue, Ritwick.
Yeah, no, I think that's all we had. I just had one confusion. I think there are two meetings going on, right? One in Shanghai, one in Tokyo. Maybe naive in this question.
Okay,
is
okay.
That correct?
Let me clarify this. So next week, for the whole week, will be the ORAN working group and EC and TSC face-to-face meeting in Tokyo. The whole week.
That's right.
So our talk meeting will be on Monday and Wednesday, but which will be Sunday and Tuesday for you. So this is one meeting, and okay. Then this is actually closed to only ORAN members. And then on the following week, on June 25th, there will be an event, which is called ORAN Symposium. That one will be open to the whole industry. And in that event, we invited many, many distinguished speakers to deliver a speech in that event, sharing their views, UC, and progress on the ORAN development. From the working group member perspective, I mean, most working group members will be in Tokyo. I mean, Okay.
Okay, good. Thank you for the clarification. I think that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's all, Jack.
So, thank you, Ritwick. So basically, when is your next meet? Can you repeat when your meetings are so everybody is clear?
Yeah, it's Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern time, and Thursday, 9 a.m. Eastern time.
Okay, are they that posted on the committee's wiki calendar page?
Yeah, it's in the calendar. Farin put it on the calendar of the requirements subcommittee calendar, I believe. Right, Farin?
I put it on the main calendar, not on the requirements subcommittee calendar. I can get one added to that.
I don't see it in the main calendar. I know it's there. It'll be good if you can put it in the main calendar also, I think.
It is in the main calendar. It's not in the
How do you get to the main calendar?
Yeah, because if I go here and I go calendar, it's not there, right?
Yeah, I have an action item to add the main calendar into this page.
All right, where do I find the main calendar today?
If you go to lists, you have to open a new tab, Jack. It's not in the wiki. It's in the groups.io.
Okay, then you need to get it so that people can find it from the wiki. Okay, very good. Okay. Something we need to get better at. Thank you.
Great. I'll add it.
Yeah, and probably Fahim, you could also add the Tokyo meeting in the main calendar.
Sure. Okay, Jinri.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So so basically, just to reiterate, now that we have projects, and as soon as the JIRA opens for all those projects, the epics that the requirements subcommittee has documented will get posted to that. Then once that the epics are in there, then we decide which epics we will approve for the A release. So just because it's better to get epics in there so people can look at them and group them and make decisions and we can talk about them, but just putting them in doesn't guarantee that we're going to approve them for the A release or in what scope in the A release. That'll come in sequential discussions. And then once the epics are broken, then they get broken down into further user stories within the projects. But the epics are very key. They're the output of the requirements. They're kind of how the talk will look at the work, and then eventually the integration and test and documentation will focus on, you know, confirming that the epics are implemented and working. So they are a key piece to, you know, to the next steps. Any questions or discussions on that? Okay, let's move on to the new agenda items. Jinri, I know we just talked a little bit about the meetings, but this is what you wanted a little time to talk about the ORAN meetings that are coming up.
Just a few information updates. For example, this afternoon I sent several emails. I sent sent an invite to Working Group 3 and Working Group 8 co-chairs, sharing with them the agenda. And I also sent an email to some key persons, especially Intel and Redis. I mean, the reason is that if you look at the agenda, there is an item requesting them to give a brief introduction on the projects. I mean, because you see they are very active in contributing the C code and the future projects. So I reserved some time slots for this project information sharing from them. I think that's it. So I'm, and all is for me, just extremely busy these days. So I haven't prepared for the introduction material, but hopefully I can finish this by Friday, and I will share it with you, Jack, and the team to seek comments.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. I mean, certainly the OSFG/TOC members would all appreciate, you know, getting a look at it. Thank you.
Oh, by the way, I also sent an email to Lucy asking one favor. So could you please check your email?
Lujing, he was talking to you.
Yes. Hi. Yeah, I received your emails regarding the presentation at the face-to-face, right?
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. This is actually what you have done before, right?
Sure. No problem. So, yep.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Let's move on to our item 7, number 2. Chris Lott, are you still on? Sorry to drag you out for the whole.
No worries. I'm still here. Yeah, good morning. I've been just received during this call, actually, an answer from Andrew Grinberg. Thank you, Andy. And we have a plan to move forward for packaging, publishing, reusing Debian and CentOS packages. So just the brief thing for the community listening is, this is just a way to share common libraries so people can use a known, tested, good binary and not build things themselves.
All right, Chris, thank you. Go ahead. Does someone have a question? Okay. Very good. So that's another item off our list. Item 3, ORAN software community project needs to publish and consume several C libraries as Debian packages. I'm writing to ask what CI support can be provided for this workflow. Basically, we need the usual two features that are exactly analogous to Maven repos for jars, Docker images. Did somebody submit that, or was that you, Chris, or someone else?
Hi, Jack. That was Chris's submission. I forgot to create an indent.
Okay.
Yep, it's three. Yeah. That was
just hard. So all of number three then has been addressed?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we've made strong progress today. We're a little ahead of plan, but let's move into planning for next week's meeting. Does anyone have anything that they'd like to raise or, put in place for next week's meetings? Obviously, we're getting into the ORAN Alliance meetings as well. So that will create some additional activity. But does anyone have anything for next week's meeting specifically they'd like to bring forward, get on the agenda? Okay, so I'll add two items. One I already kind of brought up. I will post two nominations for PTLs. One will be Jing for the integration and test team, and the other one will be another AT&T. I think Maddie is on. I don't know if you so Maddie Hilton, we're going to propose to lead the XApp application as PTL. Certainly, we're interested if other people want to propose candidates either for those or other projects, but that's the thing we should be working on over the next few meetings as well. If we don't get self-nominations or a nomination, we may appoint temporary leaders to those roles until enough of a community forms that we can get a broader consensus on how to move these forward. And we'll post a, Farheen and I have kind of a template for, kind of a profile for people we're going to nominate, and we'll share the profile through the email for those two, but I'll put those two on the agenda for discussion. You know, Lijing, as people are aware of, has been helping with all the seed code and pulling that together. He's also done this for several for the DCA project in ONAP, which is a pretty large project under ONAP. And then Maddie's been involved in ONAP and has been working on the X apps from an AT&T standpoint. He's our lead on software development on the X app side. And then we can get into talking about those projects and what they're going to try to take on. But I encourage other people to start thinking about who wants to step forward, put a leadership role, and that usually implies resources in terms of committers and towards the epics and things that we're going to build as part of the next release. Anyone else have anything that they want to comment about planning for next week's meeting? And so, like I said, the big thing will be trying to get all the epics into the JIRA. That'll be the other big step that we'll probably discuss. All right.
So, Jack, next week, I think it's the ORAN meetings are going on, right? So, I'm not sure from timing because people will be joining, at least for us, will be joining quite late in the night. Is it, you still have it at the same time, right? 8 a.m. Eastern, 19th?
It's kind of, it's easier to keep it on the routine if everyone can't join, or that's fine. But it's easier just to keep it in consistent, and we just won't address as much if necessary.
That's fine. Yeah.
If people can't make it, it's understandable. For those who can, we'll get what we can. Go ahead. Who's someone else have to talk? Okay. All right. Any other business? Does anyone have anything that you know feels we should be addressing that we're not? Go
Jack,
ahead.
This is Irfan from OpenAir Interface. I have a question. I suppose it was probably answered. I mean, I was not aware of it, so I'll ask it again. The seed code that goes in here, does that require spanning the CLA?
All seed code that's coming in today is only under the Apache license today. So it doesn't require the CLA for Apache license in the seed code. But technically speaking, once we get into the full project, we will have the CLA in place so that for the ORAN specification license, and at that time we will include a CLA for the ORAN because we want to make sure people are clearly identifying I'm contributing to one, the other, or both. And so once we get to that point, we will add that both designations into that. But today, for the ORAN, according to Scott Nicholas from Linux Foundation, the CLA for only Apache was option, was implied by participant.
Okay, interesting. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. With that, we've completed our tasks a little early this week. No one has any other items to raise. So I thank everyone for the participation. We'll give back a little bit of time. Next week, we'll probably try to keep it to an hour since so much other stuff is going on. But and then we'll look forward to the discussions at the ORAN Alliance meetings as well. Ritwick will continue to have post his requirements and epics. So remember, get involved with the epics that you're interested in. Thank you, and we'll see you next week. Thanks, everybody.